God could have sustained Elimelech and his family in Bethlehem, Judah, despite the famine. We have already mentioned about his name, meaning my God is king, even though everyone was doing what was right in his sight. And he left the place of blessing, Bethlehem, Judah, the house of bread, the place of blessing, and went down to Moab in a time of testing. And I'd just like to refer to two other characters. This is not our study. Abraham did the same thing in Genesis 12. And there were serious consequences as a result. And also in Genesis 26, we find Isaac did the same thing. And I'd like to refer to one verse, or two verses, Genesis 26. There was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham and the Philistines. And Isaac went unto Elimelech, king of the Philistines, in Gerar. Verse 2. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. So God prevented Isaac on this occasion from going into the land of Egypt. And also there's a reference in Deuteronomy chapter 17, where the king was warned not to take the people back into the land of Egypt. So God could have sustained Elimelech and his family, as we have just heard, if he had looked to the Lord in faith. And so too, many times, in times of testing and trials, we too are tempted to take things in our own hands. Elimelech wanted to seek life, as was mentioned, in Moab, but it resulted in death.